This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The city of Sheffield in the north of England was once the world capital of steelmaking, but its industry crumbled under foreign competition in the 1980s and then slid into decline as countries like China geared up their manufacturing. Now, Sheffield might get a big influx of investment from China, and not everyone in the city is happy about that. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
If Sheffield has a monument, it's this, 28 feet high and weighing 400 tons, the River Don engine. The world's most powerful working steam engine sits rumbling and hissing and gleaming with oil in a city museum. An object of awe, says engineer Eddie Foster.
Nobody comes and says, oh, I've seen one bigger, or I've seen one more powerful or more spectacular. This is pretty much it.
The steam engine, which once powered a steel mill, is a memorial to Sheffield's glory days as the steel-making capital of the world. That industry declined sharply in the 1980s. Ever since, the city has scrabbled for alternative sources of revenue. But recently, a fairy godmother arrived on the scene.
A gentleman from China has been to the city, thinks it's a great place to invest money, and has talked about £1 billion of investment.
Richard Wright of the Sheffield Chamber of Commerce. He says a Chinese construction billionaire, Wong Chengming, is checking out the possibility of a big real estate project here.
It's great to get that sort of money and that investment in the city because it moves you forward faster than if you didn't get it.
Mr. Wong's interest in Sheffield is not fortuitous. His daughter studied at a city university. Education is now one of the biggest industries here and has attracted tens of thousands of students from China. And there's another link between Sheffield and the People's Republic, a less academic activity.
Slow drag shot or power screw back?
Sheffield is home to the World Championship of snooker, a game like pool.
A lot of people in China know Sheffield because the minute you say Sheffield, they say, ah, the snooker. There are more people watch World Snooker Final in China than the rest of the world put together. It's an enormous marketing tool.
Not everyone applauds the growing links with China or hails Mr. Wong, who made his first fortune in bamboo, as a saviour. I've come to the town hall to speak to a sceptic, Councillor Jack Clarkson of the UK Independence Party.
You've seen the headlines. Former Chinese bamboo salesman riding to the rescue of the city of steel. That's not the way you see it then, Jack.
No, I don't, actually.
He's worried about the first phase of the development, which could see the council relocate the central library and allow Mr. Wong to convert the much-loved old building into a five-star hotel.
Sheffield City Council now are selling off our silverware, our heritage of Sheffield, to the Chinese. That's what leaves a real bitter, bad taste in my mouth.
And Labour unionist Tim Jones is not impressed with Mr. Wong's hotel either. He feels it'll bring only low-paid service jobs to the city, while China's been further eroding the industrial base elsewhere in Britain.
They're dumping cheap Chinese subsidised steel in this country. Wouldn't it be better, instead of dumping cheap Chinese steel, to start manufacturing steel
in this country?
In this country.
If Mr. Wong goes ahead, he won't be the first Chinese businessman to redevelop this city. Jerry Cheong came here from Hong Kong at the age of 13 in the 1970s. Today, he's building a $100 million retail and residential development.
We want this to be like the Times Square of Sheffield, but with a Chinese flavour.
Cheong is slightly put out that Wong is being described as a Chinese pioneer, but he has no doubt that Sheffield will benefit from more Chinese input.
What do you think Chinese investors can bring to this city?
That energy, that can-do kind of attitude, that hard-working mentality.
The energy and attitude that built the city of steel? In Sheffield, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.